Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Another hour to go here. BetSweats, BetMGM Network. We'll talk to Caroline Fenton coming up in about 20 minutes about some college football. But let's dive into it a little bit and some college hoops with our buddy Tom Casale from Sportsline, a college sports betting analyst over there at the Tom Casale over on X. Tom, the reaction to the CFP, that's certainly where we start. That's where a lot of people are going this morning. And the big changes. They protect Bama. They move Bama up to 9. They slot Notre Dame down a little bit. And then Miami's just kind of hanging out there in between Notre Dame, in between right there after BYU. So obviously that result will weigh heavily when it comes to the final bracket. But what was your reaction, if any, to what we saw last night?
Well, let me put it this way. When we saw Bama move up, my son said, oh, they moved him up just so they can make the playoffs. He's 10. Mm-hmm. So there you go. I mean, even 10-year-olds know what the committee's doing. Listen, here's the thing I would say. If you want to have conference championship games still in this day and age to crown a champion, that's fine. But to say that the loser has to go to the playoffs, it's nonsense. Is Duke going to go if they lose? I think they just set a bad precedent last year by saying, you know, well, if you make, we want to reward you if you make it. Listen, put the best teams in. That's it. And I know the game happened in August, but SEC, you know, is bad law. They're talking about all their good losses. Didn't I see Alabama get run out of the stadium by 5-7 Florida State? And then they beat 5-7 Auburn and they move up. I mean, it's a bunch of nonsense. Yeah. They're putting the teams in they want in.
SEC bias, buddy. That's what it is.
No doubt about it. And, you know, I just think if Alabama loses with 3 losses, there's other teams that can make a claim to have that last spot. Miami, you know, I know Vanderbilt lost those 2 games, but man, it's too bad they're not in there. You know, this will go to 16 teams at some point. This would have been a great year for the 16 teams because there's a few teams on the outside I think could have made the playoffs interesting.
Yeah, for sure. It'll be interesting. As far as the conference championship games, though, is there one or two that you have circled that you really like?
Yeah, I think Virginia is going to win easy. At the last time they played, it was 34-17. The game wasn't that close. They had 540 total yards to Duke's 255. They had a couple of turnovers in that game. All season I kept waiting for Virginia to slide back, and they just did it. You know, they just kept winning. I don't think they're a great team. But, you know, I think this number should be closer to 6, to be honest with you. And then it's hard to say this because they've lost 10 out of the last 11, but I just think Georgia is the better team right now. When they first played, I thought Alabama was the better team. But I think Georgia, when you go from that Tennessee game to now, is one of the more improved teams in the country. I just like the way they're playing on both sides of the ball, so I got to lean Georgia there.
What about the total, 47.5 in the SEC? Thoughts on that either way?
Yeah, I lean over in the SEC and under in the Big Ten. That's Alabama, Georgia, they usually start out fast. The first halves in those games are usually pretty high scoring. So if that happens again, it's interesting because, Alabama's offense, there's just something's not right with it. They're beating teams like LSU and Auburn, and they're barely scraping by. And it hasn't been the same offense that we saw earlier in the season. But I think it's gonna play well in this game, but I do like Georgia to win.
All right, what about the Big Ten title game? Anything there with Ohio State, Indiana? And so based on what you were pointing back to the committee's comments last year about not getting dinged if you end up losing, does that mean it's going to be 1-2 these Big Ten teams no matter what at the end?
I guess so. I mean, here's my question. It's like, what if Alabama or Indiana gets blown out, right? Like, the worst thing that happened last year was Dabo and Clemson let SMU back in that game in the fourth quarter. Let's be honest. Clemson blew SMU's doors off in that game. And then 10 minutes left, and SMU scores a couple of touchdowns and made it close. So I'm wondering what happens if Ohio State wins by 20 or Georgia, wins by 20. Then I think the committee has a decision to make. This is a real tough game to call because when you look at it on paper, these two are like top five in everything. I think it's going to be close throughout. I lean Ohio State, similar to last year in the championship game against Notre Dame. I feel like their playmakers on the outside will make a play late in the game to give them a little room to breathe. So I have a lean to Ohio State here.
Speaking of blowouts and 20-point wins, I've got a buddy who's pretty close to the situation in James Madison. He doesn't work for the team or anything, but he's close to the team. And he said, whatever it is, lay it. And I'm like, man, that's a big number, 23.5. And he said, 23.5? Ha! He laughed. He laughed at 23.5, Tom. I don't know how to react to that. I mean, is he too close to it, or is he dead on? Is Troy going to get just blown out here against JMU?
I think they are, and here's why. It's 2025, and the Sun Belt still has divisions. Troy isn't the second best team in the Sun Belt. Old Dominion is. So this should have been James Madison versus Old Dominion. So now you're getting the third best team in the Sun Belt against the James Madison team that has to roll it up. I think Troy's in big trouble here. I don't think they're going to score much. And obviously, when James Madison gets a lead, this isn't a game where they're going to take the foot off the gas. It's a huge number. Maybe there's going to be other opportunities to bet it live in second half and stuff like that. But I think they cover it.
Did you have an opinion on Mountain West, Boise laying 4 against UNLV?
Yeah, Boise has dominated this series, and they blasted them earlier in the year. I look at this Boise team. It's obviously not the same team from last year. I think this is going to be a tight game. I know it was a blowout the first time, but I lean UNLV now that it's over a field goal.
If you had a Heisman vote, are you going Sayin, Pavia, Mendoza? Who are you voting for today?
He's not going to win it, but I would vote for Diego Pavia because what they've done at Vanderbilt is one of the most amazing things I've seen since Snyder went to Kansas State and turned them into a perennial power. It's so hard to win there. And listen, he's not going to win it because he had to win one of those two games from Alabama or Texas. I get the argument. He had to win one of those two. But I just think he's been sensational all year. I think Mendoza's out if he doesn't make that pass against Penn State. I know that was a great play at the end. There just hasn't been any clear. No one's blown me away this year. I think Mendoza and Sayin have been good, but I don't think most years they would win the Heisman. But I think, in my opinion, I think Saban had to have like a huge, huge game against Michigan. I know it wasn't his fault that they'd had a lead and the weather was bad, but when he didn't have a massive game or a Heisman moment there, I think it's Mendoza now.
I don't know, Tom. We were talking about this yesterday, and Sam was pointing out Pavia goes from 6-1 down to, at some places, shorter than 2-1 right now as a second favorite over the last couple of days without a sample size. We know he doesn't have another game, and I get that, but he's jumped saying Love, certainly he's done now, and he doesn't have another game. And Sam was bringing up Felica's points, and it's interesting because, you know, when it comes to the Heisman time, we break things down by regions, and you've got three guys in the Midwest, right, kind of stealing mm-hmm. from each other with Mendoza, Love, Sayin, and then, you know, Pavia is going to get love from the South. Pavia is going to get love from the West. Like, I don't think it's a crazy idea.
No, that's a good point. And again, I don't think Sayin or Mendoza have played to the point where they, you know, they're locks, right? And listen, I did a story years ago on Heisman voters, and people would be shocked to find out when they actually make their decisions and how they vote. They would be. I don't know if it's the same now. This was like 15 years ago, but they don't make their decisions till late in the season, and sometimes they have real biases towards people and teams. Mm-hmm. So Pavia has the narrative, right? People love him. They love his moxie. They love the story. He's got the story behind him with Vanderbilt. So it wouldn't shock me if he snuck up and won it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom Casale with us on Bet Sweats. That's college football. I know you've been watching a lot more college basketball, though. For somebody that hasn't watched much and asks you the question, what have I missed in the first month and change? What are some of the bullet points you'd respond with?
Yeah, well, I know when I was on your show before the season, I mentioned I think when healthy, UConn's the best team. I think the way they play defense when they have all their players, they didn't have their full team until they played Illinois on Saturday. And they blasted them, and then they just won at Kansas. So I think they're the best team. You know, I know Florida started out slowly, but last night I thought was a good spot to buy low on Florida, and they almost beat Duke. You know, keep an eye on Florida as the season goes on. I think they're going to be fine. Gonzaga's look great. I think they're still a little overvalued. They love to go to these, you know, tournaments in November and win. We'll see what happens there. And, you know, Kentucky is struggling right now. They don't have their full lineup in, so we'll see how that goes. Louisville is really good. And if you're looking for a mid-major, watch out for George Mason. They have power conference players there that Tony Skinn has recruited to George Mason through the transfer portal. They're really, really good. That's the one mid-major team right now I could see winning a game or two in the tournament.
So we both love futures. Have you bet futures on any of those teams that you're talking about? Or is that like a list of, okay, this is what I've seen, keeping a close eye. I'm still kind of going through those waters and figuring out when I want to jump.
Yeah, I like George Mason to win the A-10 at 10-1. It's around that number. I think that's a good number for them. I'll be honest with you. I screwed up on UConn. Their schedule was so tough. I didn't bet them preseason because I was like, boy, this is a monster schedule. They're going to lose a couple of these games, and I might be able to get a better number. I don't think that's going to happen now. So I'm still looking at them. And again, I think there's some value on Florida. Remember, they lost a lot of like team leaders, right? People don't look at that aspect. They look at production. I always look like, does the team lose like leadership? If they do, it might take them a couple months to round in a form. New guys step up as the leaders. And, I think that's a team right now that even though they lost to TCU, they lost to Florida, they didn't look great against Florida State. When the SEC comes around, I think Florida is going to be right in the mix again.
I had a buddy who doesn't really watch a lot of college ball. And granted, Joe and I have been so wrapped up in football, NFL, and college. I haven't watched as much as I'd admit. Or like to admit, rather. But he texted me, he goes, you got to bet Michigan to win the title. And then I'm like, okay, well, there's a reason for this. And then I pulled up their schedule. They beat Auburn by 30, Gonzaga by 40, and they're favored to win the title. So when a guy like that texts you, everybody knows at that point, right, that Michigan's pretty good.
Yeah, what they did in that three-day span, I don't know if I've seen that before, just hammering three like good teams by 30. That was really impressive. I'll admit. But again, that now the value's gone, right? Now Michigan's the favorite right now. You know, they still got to play Purdue. They still got to play Michigan State. One of the things about these games in the Bahamas and Hawaii, I don't try to overreact to them. Because a team can get, it's the same thing as the NCAA tournament. A team can get hot in one of those neutral court, those neutral site tournaments. And I'm not saying Michigan isn't a good team, but they still got a lot of tough games throughout the season. So if you do like Michigan, I think you'll get a better number than this.
Tom, before we let you go, I want to get some quick thoughts, if you have any, on the Saturday matchups. Because if the 11 a.m. football games aren't interesting to you, we got some monster games in college hoops. You've got Duke and Michigan State. You've got Purdue and Iowa State, both at noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central Time. And then at night, Illinois and Tennessee. Anything on any of those games?
Yeah, I like Purdue at home. This feels like a game where they lock down Iowa State, and Iowa State shoots like 28% from the field. The Cyclones have those games. It's a bad matchup for Iowa State because Purdue doesn't turn the ball over. And when Iowa State isn't getting in transition, they can struggle to score. And I think, initially I liked Illinois plus the points, but Tennessee lost at Syracuse. So now they're coming home after that loss. I think that's going to be a tough game for Illinois. Tennessee might beat them up in the paint. But I really like Purdue on Saturday.
All right, good stuff. Tom Casale at the Tom Casale over on X. Check him out over at Sportsline and CBS Sports Network. Thank you so much, Tom. Best of luck this weekend. Caroline Fenton on the other side. This is BetSweats, the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.